Third mission of second parak of Adius. Afu Hayid Akfakot Nabuchaninus Koinin testified on a small town, village. Shoyu Batsad Yerushalayim was near Yerushalayim. Hoyu Bazokin Echod. He is an elderly man. Hoyu Malvak Lachobani Kfar. He used to lend money to the people of the village. He'd write the Ayayunu in his handwriting, and other people would sign as witnesses. And the Chachomim permitted him to do such a thing, even though the one who's wearing the shtar is the Malvit, which is really Nogei Beidus, because. But here, even though it's Nogei Beidus, it's really not for his benefit. It's the other way around. This is a proof that the. This is for his benefit. Yeah. It's a proof that he wasn't paid back. Vidachat alomid, Ishu could serve as gita. A woman could have her get divorce document written. Ish koisvish shal yivroi. And the husband can write his receipt document. Shankim, a get el bechoismov. The way we verify a get is on the signatures on the get itself. So, as long as they have kosher edim on the get, we don't care if it was written by the woman. If a person had a piece of meat and he saw a machet on it that was tomei, it was on a piece of meat of hektish. So, question is: Shasakim yadayim toyrus. Even though there's a suffix that maybe the knife touched this needle, this machat. Since it's a suffix tumah b'shus harabim, it's in Azor where there's a lot of people there, and therefore a suffix tumah in a shus harabim area is toyrus. I love what we've seen that. But bosta tumay, the meat itself is tumay. Because it was definitely touched by this tummy needle. Nimsis beferish akol tor was not found in the touching the flesh of the animal, but it was inside the filth of the intestines of the animal. That's not tummy.